With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. The Rock Island County Board is ready to sell Hope Creek Care Center in East Moline. At last night's meeting, board members approved an agreement with Marcus and Millichap to put the county's nursing home on the market. Jim Snyder, county administrator, says it's the largest company in the U.S. that handles the sale of nursing homes, and Champaign County officials were happy with its services when finding a buyer for their county-owned home. The asking price will be $19 million.
Obviously, we're hoping to get that amount based on the fact that we have short-term and long-term debt that equals that amount. It's like anything, when you put a proposal out there as a beginning price, you know, you're hopeful to receive that price. But again, we're expecting numerous proposals, so we'll see what the market bears and see how we do.
Hope Creek Care Center in East Moline opened 10 years ago. Taxpayers spent $24 million to build the 245-bed nursing home. Snyder hopes the real estate company finds a buyer within 3 months. Corn growers and ethanol producers may get some good news soon, according to Iowa's senior senator, Amy Mayer, reports.
Republican Chuck Grassley says President Donald Trump was surprised that his decision to exempt 31 refineries from their ethanol obligations generated a lot of opposition. Grassley and others met at the White House last week and presented a plan to correct the problem. Waived gallons from small refineries need to be reassigned to someone else. Grassley says the White House had its own proposal.
We went in with a simpler plan that if it comes out on paper, the way that the White House seemed to agree with us, then I would say we have a win-win situation.
But Grassley says he's waiting to celebrate until the Environmental Protection Agency makes the agreement public, in case it changes between now and then. I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.
A consultant based in Cedar Rapids will help the Bettendorf School District search for new superintendents. Board of Education this week voted to hire Ray and Associates for $6,500. President Adam Holland says the next step will be for board members to discuss what sort of a person they would like to hire, his or her character and qualifications.
Things that I would like to see are demonstrated strengths in communication and leadership skills. Communication, obviously, that goes both internal as well as external, to be able to be a good voice in the community.
One problem is that four of the seven seats on the Bettendorf School Board will be up for election in November, and some of the current members are not running for re-election. The search became necessary when the board decided earlier this year not to renew the contract of current superintendent Mike Raso when it expires next spring. What was once considered a weed is now worth a lot of money to Western Illinois University. Rich Egger explains.
I'm excited to announce that Western Illinois University has been awarded $10 million to focus.
To finish that thought from agriculture professor Wynn Phippen, the $10 million federal grant will be used for research on pennycress. The small seeds produced by the cover crop will be crushed for their oil, which will be used for fuel. But Phippen says rather than competing in the automotive market, the pennycress oil will be used for aviation.
We could go into the biodiesel markets, but there are several other crops that can fill that need. And so the aviation fuel is a more specific market that we can target.
As part of the grant, Phippen will lead a team that includes researchers from Illinois State University and three other universities. Rich Egger reporting.
Cubs and Cardinals both lost while the Brewers won, so the Cards' lead in the NL Central remains two games, with the Cubs and Brewers tied for second. The White Sox lost to the Twins. Some patchy fog this morning, then mostly sunny and 85 today.